Hi there, welcome. I'm Stephen Baker, and you're listening to my Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. Seek the Truth is a Bible media site bringing to you truth you can trust exclusively from the Bible. Welcome to Live Questions. We're thinking particularly about who wrote certain things and how things came about. And we're thinking about who wrote the song, How Firm a Foundation. Interestingly enough, nobody really knew to start with who wrote the hymn. The story goes like this. In 1787, a man called Dr. John Rippon produced a book. Now, his book was called A Selection of Hymns from the Best Authors. And he created it to be a supplement to Isaac Watts' book, which we spoke about in a previous recording. His book was called Psalms and Hymns. Now, this book by Dr. John Rippon was really successful. And another man, Louis Benson, he wrote this. It was the fact of the great number of original hymns secured by him and printed there first of all. Now, amongst that selection of original hymns was this title, How Firm a Foundation. But they didn't seem to know who wrote it. So you'll see a facsimile of the original publication, and Rippon attributed the authorship simply to Kay. And he says this means one of two things: either the author was unknown or the hymn had undergone significant revisions for publication. But later on, research seemed to discover the fact that Kay was almost certainly R. Keane, who was at one time a song leader in Dr. Rippon's church, and he's known to have authored the hymn's melody as well. Now, we don't know anything else about the hymn, but I want to talk to you about the hymn itself, not so much its origin. I think one of the most noteworthy facts about this hymn is that it features and resembles the words of the Bible very, very closely. That's really good because the hymn itself has a theme, and the theme is how solid and firm the Word of God is, how firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is the very first line. But one of the, or two of the verses, should I say, they seem to parallel Philippians 4, verses 12 and 13. Let me read that to you. Philippians 4, verse 12. I know both how to be abased, I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. The verse says this in the hymn: in every condition, in sickness and health, in poverty's veil or abounding in wealth, at home and abroad, on the land, on the sea, all thy days may demand shall thy strength, as the days may demand shall thy strength ever be. I know how to be brought low, I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance I've learned the secret of facing plenty, hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. You can see that's a rough translation of the verses. So he took the words of Scripture and he paralleled them in song. Stanza 3 echoes the words of Isaiah 41 verse 10. Isaiah 41 says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my right hand, my righteous right hand. He writes, fear not, I am with thee, or be not dismayed. For I am thy God, and will still give thee aid. I'll strengthen and help thee, and cause thee to stand upheld by my righteous, omnipotent hand. Now, this hymn has had great influence across the world. It is known to have been the favourite hymn of an American, famous American general, General Robert E. Lee. He sung it at his funeral. It was also said that once while conducting evening prayers in Princeton Seminary, Dr. Charles Hogg was so overcome with feeling during the last line of the hymn, which says, I'll never, no never, no never forsake, which is a reflection of God saying he'll never leave thee nor forsake thee in Hebrews 13 verse 5, that he could no longer sing but only express himself with gesticulations. These words are amazing words. Listen to some of the words as we close. How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he hath said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled. Listen to this verse. When through fiery trials thy pathway shall lie, my grace all sufficient shall be thy supply. The flame shall not hurt thee, I only design thy dross to consume and thy gold to refine. This man knew the depths of what it was to follow Jesus Christ. Listen to this last verse. My father taught me this verse when I was a boy. The soul that on Jesus has leaned for repose, I will not desert to its foes. That soul, though all hell should endeavour to shake, I'll never, no never, no never forsake. The promise to the Christian, the words of the Lord Jesus, Hebrews 13, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. May God richly bless you through these words.
Well, that was really good of you to listen to our podcast today. We hope you found it interesting. You can contact me on my webpage, seekthetruth.org.uk, or you can get to us through our email, stepcar61@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening. Teaching truth without a twist through Seek the Truth Bible Media Podcast.